Troop withdrawals now and then. Obama and Nixon.
By August 31st, 2010, our combat mission in Iraq will end.
I implemented a plan to train and equip the South Vietnamese to withdraw American forces and to end American involvement in the war.
After we remove our combat brigades, our mission will change from combat to supporting the Iraqi government and its security forces as they take the absolute lead in securing their country.
Just as soon as the South Vietnamese had developed the capacity to defend their country against communist aggression.
The best-laid plans of presidents at war, suddenly slipping timetables in Iraq, the perils of relying on the Iraqi government to step up. Just ask the South Vietnamese government about that one. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A discussion of the best-laid withdrawal plans of one wartime president, Barack Obama, in just a moment. It's Friday, May 14th. I'm here with Lynn Scher. Good morning, Lynn.
Morning, John. Let's get a check of the morning's top news to start us off. Crews working to stop the oil gush in the Gulf of Mexico are switching tactics. The company responsible for the leak, BP, says it will try to suck the oil away from the gushing wellhead before it tries to place a containment box over the well. Here's BP's chief operating officer, Doug Suttles.
One version is actually a collection device. The other is a piece of pipe we intend to insert into the riser to try to collect the oil from inside the riser, bring it to the drill ship.
Meanwhile, our partner, The New York Times, says the federal agency overseeing drilling in the Gulf, the Minerals Management Service, did not have the required permits for drilling. The Times has also spoken to former scientists at the agency who said they were routinely pressured by agency officials to change the findings of their internal studies if they predicted an accident might occur. The Times has also spoken to other scientists who say the leak may be much bigger than BP has so far admitted.
A U.S.-based intelligence group says that al-Qaeda members in Iraq have appointed a new leader that follows the deaths of the organization's previous leader in a shootout with U.S. troops last month. And all this comes as violence in Iraq seems to be threatening the timetable for withdrawal of U.S. troops, something we alluded to there at the top of the hour. Joining us now is Caitlin Waters. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Caitlin is a proud Army wife and mother of two boys, and you particularly wanted me to say that, right, Caitlin?
Yes, sir.
And your husband, Mark Waters, is serving in southern Iraq, and I understand he's a military escort. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Now that means he might be one of the last troops out of Iraq. How does that make you feel?
It actually makes me feel really relieved, I guess you'd say, to get my husband out of a war zone, as any military spouse would be.
So just him coming out is fine, but the fact that he's one of the last ones, perhaps, does that concern you at all?
It does. It does concern me because of the heightened violence that I have seen over that is occurring in Iraq. It does scare me just a little that he might be one of the ones that might get wounded on the exit out of
All
the
right.
country. If
well, Caitlin, there's lots to talk about here. We're going to talk about that timetable, how it affects families like yours, and we're going to talk with a military analyst in just a moment. Stay with us.
Here at home, three people arrested yesterday in the Northeast had links with the main suspect in the failed bomb attack on Times Square. Attorney General Eric Holder says the three may have given money to the suspect, Faisal Shahzad.
There's at least a basis to believe that one of the things that they did was to provide him with funds. I think it, though, is a significant step.
So, Asian markets are down. European indices are also down, looking at the markets this morning. Futures for Wall Street are down as well. The Dow gets underway at 10,782. The S&P opens at 11,157, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,394. Coming up, we're going to look at the investigation into the alleged Times Square bomber. It may have gone global, and we're putting together a reading list for a Supreme Court nominee for Elena Kagan. We want to get your ideas, and you can now text us. Text the word TAKE to 69866, and we'll tell you where to go from there. That's TAKE to 69866. Standard message and data rates may apply.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, Our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.